If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey! Oh, you did not start that from the beginning. Start that from the beginning.
Uh-oh.
What up, After Buzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jannity here in studio for the Love & Hip Hop New York After Show. I'm joined in studio with the lovely Cornelia Stradwick.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Stefan, I am Morfire Wallace.
Yeah.
Let's turn up, because Nicolette ain't here.
Shout out to Nicolette.
We gotta Vegas. Turn up. We gotta turn up for Nicolette.
Hey.
That's Shane Dolla Sign Amnesia. What's this? All right, y'all. Let's get into it. Cool episode. It was the tea up in there. Yeah. I like, you know. Yeah. I miss Chinks and Chrissy. I wanted a little more of them.
Yeah.
They have become my favorite storyline on the show.
Chinks?
Really?
I'm into them.
Hmm.
So this week, they took a romantic vacation.
To Atlantic City.
No, to Mohegan Sun.
What?
Connecticut. Wasn't it?
It was the Mohegan Sun.
I've wandered the Mohegan Sun a few times growing up with Native Americans.
Jesse went to the Charlie Wilson concert or Moore's Day in the Town.
Shaka Khan.
Right. Those are the artists that you see at the Mohegan Sun.
Shaka Khan.
Sure was. I was rather, I wanted to go up to Shaka Khan. I was like, girl, why are you standing there? You were singing on a bar.
Don't they usually have like a reggae band or something?
Do they?
Yeah, they.
Wow, that's really. Mohegan saw me popping like that? It was the closest casino to me. So
Mohegan Sun be jumping.
Hey. I've never been, but. I don't mind any casino.
Well, when good you want to go see Evelyn Champagne King in concert, make sure you check her out at the Mohegan Sun.
All the way in Connecticut. Shout out to the East Coast. All right, so Chinks and Chrissy, they go to the Mohegan Sun. And he just wants her to know that he appreciates her.
I thought it was a great, I mean...
Shout out to Chinks for Change.
Chink is really turning a new leaf.
Can we start that Chinks for Change?
Chinks for Change. I thought it was awesome. He wanted to take his girl out, show her that he appreciates her. He's doing it nice.
And doing it nice, and we're moving towards a step. I mean, last week, every week with Chinks, we're moving in a positive direction.
Yeah.
We get a napkin contract. You know, now he's apologizing. Mm-hmm. And then here Chrissy goes, just fucking it up. And girls tend to do this. And it's like, as soon as, you know what I mean, you're working with a man who's, you know, not as developed in the relationship world.
Emotionally.
We reward the little things that are moving... forward. Into a positive direction. Sure. You don't sit there and say, so, when can I meet your family? Bitch, you haven't even gotten pregnant yet. We haven't even dealt with that issue.
They're not a new couple, though. She been giving him the draws for a solid, 2 years?
Yeah, I mean, 2 years, like, I date someone named meet my parents in 2 years.
I would be... I'm more skeptical that after 2 years, now she finally is asking about the family. Like, you been asked this whole time. You've been giving him the draws. And you don't know who raised him?
And her priorities, it was never the family. That's
it
way
was getting
that's
the draws.
Yeah.
Bitch, did you see how quickly she was like, I mean, I don't give a fuck.
Immediately. Yeah. Immediately. Which...
they can kiss my ass.
She did.
I can't deal with her attitude.
Leave that to Chinks.
Chink wore his good glasses today.
He did.
You know what I'm saying? He was looking studious.
He got a haircut.
And he was like, look, we got a little issue because my cousin Black, or whatever his name is,
he's like a brother to him.
He's like my brother. And he said to family, well, they ain't feeling you right now, you know? As opposed to her going, well, they just haven't had a chance.
Right.
She's like, they could kiss my ass.
Well, she said she didn't have a family. So when you don't have a family, you don't know how to finesse that whole family thing. You just think, okay, I don't have to deal with them.
But don't you learn that?
Them.
If you want a man, if you want the man.
How can you learn something you've never seen?
But you want this dude, right?
If you can't learn something you've never seen. So for her, when he was like, they don't fool with you, she's probably like, okay, I don't need him. I'm okay. I don't have my family, so we don't need yours.
But then you can't
it's
really
not
say
right,
if they're important. But also at the same time, they must not be, not to say that they're not important to him, because obviously that's ridiculous. But it's not a priority. It doesn't seem like they are a priority in Chinks' life for him to be asking someone about what his dad, how his dad's doing, or how.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
So we all know.
So they're both emotionally at capacity.
Poor thing. That's sad.
They need to go to therapy together. They both need help.
I'm just saying.
You know, Chinks don't look
like Phil.
Dr. Phil
just need to come back to VH1.
Dr.
Stay
Phil
with all these people.
VH1. That maybe. Would be awesome.
We should start. What was that show called? Celebrity Rehab. It should just be called Love and Hip Hop Rehab. And they just have
that
all
was
this stuff.
Drew.
With Dr.
Girl,
Drew.
Whichever one will come for the cheapest check, because I'm sure VH1 ain't paying that much. All right, moving on from that. Cisco meets up with his mom. It's his brother Eddie's birthday, who had passed away. So they go and bring flowers to the grave. It really irks my damn nerve with Cisco, because he seems like he could be this nice guy, like a really good family guy, and just what, you know, his mom or the issues in his past just really fucked him up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think he's caught up in a little bit of hype of himself a little bit. You know, I don't know, maybe he produced something or he was around somebody and he's like, yeah, I'm somebody. Some girls wanted to holler at me. And now he's, that's deflated for him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But I'm going to need Cisco to get a little more facial hair before he starts to, you know, step out on this whole
some girls like the
image thing. But
they like the pencil lineup, though. They call it the pencil.
You know what it reminds me of is remember that game you get from like the bodegas or whatever, and it's like the little magnet thing, and you put the facial
face.
Hair on them,
yeah.
But it never comes out right. It's just those little like thin magnet lines.
That's his hair. He needs to thicken up that stash, boo. Cisco, I mean, I get it, but
and he's like Latin too. Can't he? He should be able to grow it.
He has hair on his face, but he strategically goes to the barber and be like, "Yo, let me get the skin stash." Like it looks like an eyeliner pencil.
Pencil. Like, how long? How thick do you want it? I want it paper line thin.
Paper thin. Shout out to you, Jesse, from Bodega. What a word. I like that.
That's the
East
store
Coast,
from in New York.
I get
the Bodega.
It. I get it, but so you don't hear that often on this coast.
You get your Lucy's and your Star Crunches. Y'all know
and
about Star Crunches?
You get an
Crunch?
Egg and cheese sandwich.
No,
egg
bitch.
And cheese
you
sandwich.
Know, I was really craving, and I feel like Yandy would be my homegirl, and we would just go downtown. We would go get us a damn beef patty.
Oh, Jamaican patty. Yeah, yeah, man.
With
Big
some milk.
And
beef
cocoa
patty
bread.
With milk. No, I don't do that.
You don't
do
cocoa bread?
You don't do cocoa bread? You got to slice the cocoa bread. Put the beef patty inside the cocoa bread.
See that? Because here's the thing. New York turned me off from some things. It turned me off from cocoa bread, and it turned me off from I don't know what it's called, but they be selling it at the bodegas, and it's literally a birthday cake. And this is a Hispanic thing, and it's soaked in milk, and they just let it just be sitting there.
I'm just like, that sounds awful. I don't know what it is.
No, it's a cake. It's
going in on it.
Y'all, tell us what the cake is called. They sell that at Portos.
Dulce de leche.
Yeah,
it ain't really that, but this is like the birthday cake. All right, moving on from that. That's how boring this whole section was. So Diamond meets up with Cisco. Oh, wait. First of all, the mom says that, you know, he fucked up with Tasha. He realizes that. And she wants him to lay off the women right now. Mm-hmm. Love it. Great. Great thing to say to your son.
Yeah.
He's not going to listen to you, but that's all right. So he goes to, you know, lay off the women. So he, of course, goes and meets up with Diamond. He's tired. She said that, you know, we got into this argument because I was tired of the way you were treating me. And then he said, well, you know, my thing is like, you found every single way to, like, try and piss me off, and you was totally capable of doing that. But, like, the thing is I can't be with someone who is constantly hurting me. You're fucking everybody out here. You are hurting her. She just said to you, I'm tired of how you're treating me. You have me up in a brothel. I can't even go to your apartment. You have me living at some brothel with some bitch. Like,
yeah,
Cisco,
yeah.
Your mustache is hurting me. this guy. I can't.
No, no. Wait, what did he say? I can't be with someone who is constantly hurting me. Right, well, then you need to fire your barber, because that motherfucker.
Right, Jamal at the barber.
He's hurting you every week.
Cisco be going to the barber that never got nobody in his chair. That's who Cisco goes to. He be like, I want you. He goes to the barber who never has any appointments.
Hey, and every guy knows about that barber. It don't matter if it's your first time. If he got nobody, you always like no, I'm waiting on Jay. I'm waiting on Jay.
It's going to be like 3 hours. You're like, yeah, I'm fine.
I'm waiting on, I'm going to sit.
I'm actually reading a book.
I'm waiting on Jay, though. I know you ready, but I'm waiting on Jay. No, Cisco's mom, though, said, how much pain are you going to continue to put Tasha through? Mm. And then later on, he comes to Diamond. He's like, you deliberately try to hurt me. His mom even knows that he's paining these chicks out here in the streets. So... it's a trip. I don't know.
It blows my mind.
The other thing I blew my mind about Cisco is he said to his mom, why don't you talk to Tasha for me? I don't know what it is with these guys on this show that need somebody like a mediator for their baby mamas, like a translator. You know what I'm saying? You got a better relationship with my baby mama than I do.
Right.
Everybody said that, though. That's what? Who is that? That's been DC. Peter. I don't know. I don't even mean to mention Peter.
See, I could never do. My mother would read his life for filth, and then he would hate me for the rest of my life because she would put his life in damn check.
Mm. Yeah, that wouldn't. Yeah,
wouldn't
I
go
agree.
Over well with mm-hmm. Constance.
Maybe there's not enough of that. Maybe there's not enough of that.
Ophelia Stradwick.
Constance. That's maybe we need a TV show with Constance and Ophelia.
No, you can't get my mom on TV. She will cut up.
So Diamond
Ophelia, I like that name.
All of a sudden,
yeah.
This bitch was holding on to some text messages
that she didn't even tell us about.
When did how long did she have
fuck
these?
You, Diamond.
Did
shady
she
bitch.
Have these? Because she said she stole them their phone, so it had to be when they were together, which means when he threw her that fake welcome party at the club,
she had
those text messages. When she was preparing to come out here, she had those text messages. Like, she sat on these the whole time,
sat
and just
them.
Now, women, we are like squirrels. We store stuff up like nuts, and we drop them on you when it's convenient or when we actually need it. We be like, yeah, I'm going to kill him in 2 months. We do stuff like that. She had those text messages for 2 years.
That's where all the anger came from when she was shaking the table.
She had those messages.
So we thought she was crazy, but she actually was warranted.
No, she's still crazy.
She's still crazy.
So she had to have done this. She took his phone, picked up her phone, took a picture of
the text. No. Because Apollo literally just did this on Real Housewives of Atlanta. I don't know how you take a text and send it to somebody.
So she probably sent it and deleted
it. No, you screenshot it.
She screenshot it.
Screenshot it. It's now a photo. Send yourself that photo.
And then delete
the picture.
I think she probably was lying.
That's some kind of... Which
it took a picture.
If you know you got hoes, Cisco.
Why are you sitting in there? First of all, and you know she fucked him too. So it's like, bitch, you're fucking him knowing with the proof in your phone of all the other vagina that has been on that dick.
If you gotta go through your man's phone, y'all don't need to.
Like, I hate to say it like that, you know what I mean?
If you have other side pieces, and or Diamond is a side piece, your phone should never be left while you take a shower.
First of all, it's 2015. But everyone should have a lock on their
phone. Everybody should have
like,
a lock on their
and
phone.
And even if you're just, like, not doing anything, but, I mean, if someone steals your phone or some shit, you know what I mean? Like, first of all,
she
why?
She got the passcode.
That's
it
true.
Ain't hard to not get the passcode, because back in my youth, I had your password to everything, okay? Listen, all it takes is
you
for
had that AOL password.
I had your voicemail password. I had, when I was 21, I had my boyfriend's password, and I checked his voicemail so much that I broke his voicemail, and it showed that he had no new messages, and he had like 15 new messages. So I had to fake like I left him a message so he could check the other ones, because some of them were important.
Like, you know what you do? If you have a Mac, there's a thing that you can do so that way anytime someone puts something into your computer, it automatically will save the name and the password. That's how you catch them.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It ain't hard for, and just so y'all know, if a man takes his phone into the bathroom with him all the time, then you're basically saying, hey, I got stuff in my phone.
Right.
Yeah.
Leave
yeah.
the phone out, fellas.
Well, no, I mean, sometimes because I be playing so Crazy Bird, Angry Bird on the toilet. You like,
I'm just saying how girls think. If men, if y'all want your woman to not think something's going on in your phone, just leave it. Just leave it.
Face up.
Just leave it.
You should
help
never check your significant other's anything.
It happens.
I did it one time.
When you like 21.
It's the worst
feeling. You did, Stefan? You
I
were
did
a man?
I did it one time.
And I was like, you was in your email.
I was in my feelings. I was in my email.
What's this bitch doing?
I was like, let me see what. Because I had all her stuff, all her passwords, ever. And I went through it, and it took me about 3 hours to get off it. I was like,
oh no! Once
yo.
you're in.
Were
but
you
I'm just
to
like
slow jams when you had it on.
No, see, like, this motherfucker was Olivia Pope. Doing
I wasn't.
All
who was it? Stephon Marbury when he was online. I wasn't doing that, but I was like, damn! I didn't know this person. Mm. So you don't want to go in there. Don't go down that rabbit hole.
Internet thugging.
Internet, something no, else. Right.
She had mad dudes. She had them. Aw, Stephon. Right.
Where's Dr. Drew now?
Well, Yandy meets up with Tara. And I have to say that in this situation, Yandy, I'm happy that Tara has someone like Yandy, because I think that Yandy, in her relationship with Mendeecees and his baby mama, handles it very well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that can rub off on Tara. So they're talking about the kids meeting, and that she reached out to Amina to sit down and talk to her. And then she starts talking about this new girl, Remy, who apparently works for Mendeecees.
Yeah.
He just found her, and she's working for her, and she feels some sort of ways because she was booking all of Mendeecees' shows, which I'm like, really good, like... And so now Remy's doing that, and she's calling her Stockmaster Flex, and she wants to... That was funny. She has to go meet up with this girl and figure out what's going on.
Because she never leans on Mendeecees to handle any of the business.
Would be kind of like...
Yeah, and in her defense, he met a chick on Instagram, and now she worked for him and in the VIP talking about, that's my family. Like, we ain't related, girl.
No, but do you see, like... They made a whole show about that, and did you just hear how she just said that? Like, yeah. It sounds fucking crazy.
Like, that's not your family. That's not your...
Like, where did you send your resume to? Oh, I sent it to him. I snapshotted it and sent it through Instagram.
She said she went to college, She graduated. However, at school you kind of learn that...
How to dress
when you at work not wearing a two-piece, unless you went to, like... Mississippi Valley, Tougaloo State, by the Riverside, A&M.
But it's also Mendeecees.
Like, you want someone like that.
And that's still better.
But it's also Mendeecees, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, he'd just be like, true. Yo, you look real good, you know what I mean? This actually, he probably looking at her like she wore all black. It's a crop top and fucking thought-ass tights. And he's sitting over here like, you look very professional. Yeah, like, I like the all black. It's really slick.
Yeah.
Like, no!
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So we see Mendeecees, and he's with his artist, Mike V. looks more promising than Rich Dollar's artist.
Yeah. He can sing.
And then we see Remy, who's his personal assistant, talking about bookings. Yandy shows up. That's your assistant? Your outfit for the office?
Yo, Yandy goes right in.
Yandy used to work at Violator when Violator was, like, popping.
So for real.
You can't be working with a two-piece.
Yeah. Right, but here's my other thing. Like, Yandy, like, let's keep it 100 and keep it real. This bitch said, I'm not jealous. I'm looking out for you. No, bitch, you're jealous. I'd be mad, too. Like, ain't no fucking way that anyone gonna be sitting up here with their fucking titties hanging out, mm-hmm. fucking belly out. Bitch, I'm pregnant. I'm fat. I got stretch marks and shit. She ain't walking around here looking like
right,
that.
Right.
As a matter of fact, fire this bitch and hire Rosita sitting down the fucking 85-year-old bitch yeah, and have her come up here and teach her how to use a damn computer, because that bitch ain't doing it.
Well, but in Jandy's defense, Remy wasn't really popping, so I mean,
yeah. He just got pussy is pussy.
Remy, I mean, okay.
And he was in prison.
What have we not learned from this show? Have we not learned? It don't matter. If he has a hole, someone gonna put
something
in.
They gonna knock it down.
You're right.
So, I mean,
and he was in prison, and now Yandy's pregnant.
So he ain't getting it like it was, you know.
Because, you know, Yandy would be the type like, I'm tired.
No, Yandy looked like she'd be like, you trying to get the draws. Yeah, so Yandy looked like she'd be trying to give him the draws.
So, so Remy turns the corner here now after Yandy reads her.
So then they
the
go
crazy
meet
corner.
And she dyed her hair and is wearing Yandy's outfit.
Which is wild.
I mean, see, I didn't know if Yandy was being a little overdramatic about it. But I'm just kind of like, that is really...
But the girl said it. Yeah. She said, I figured if I dress just like you, then you'll be fine. And she was like, what do you mean? You say you're dressing like me. You bought my same outfit.
Which means you
down
want
to the shoes.
My dick.
So she looked at this picture and was like, sure. She screenshot the picture and walked around the city
forget
with
that.
It.
She dyed her hair.
Okay,
you put
so,
chemicals on your body.
Here's where I'm going to go with it, though.
Where do they get these nuts. Girls from?
Here's why.
This
okay,
is
so
really life, guys.
What if this is loosely, because they say, you know, it's flattery for somebody to try to emulate you, right? What if she's just looking up to you?
If this is her marketing campaign, then Mendizi's needs to pay attention to the job she's doing, because the bitch, that shit ain't working.
I mean, but what if she's looking at her like, I'm the younger, I aspire to be like you. She's looking
not with
to
the
Yandy.
Way she's talking to Yandy,
but and, she just doesn't know how to communicate.
And I'll say this: I hear what you're saying.
No,
however,
should have taught her
in
that.
The entertainment yeah, industry, and to get far, you have to be someone who has your own ideas. You have to have some sort of individuality. You can't take red flag is taking somebody's whole outfit.
Yeah.
Becoming that person, and then saying, "But I dress just like you," and then not thinking anything of it, like, "What? What's wrong with that?"
I think that was her
psycho.
I think that was her. She doesn't have the brain capacity to articulate what she's trying to say. I think what she was saying is, "I'm looking just like you. Like, be proud of me. I'm aspiring to be where you
and
are."
I would be like, that's amazing. And, you know, I'm glad that I could have influenced you in that way. Unfortunately, we need someone who works here that has it together. And
mind.
You clearly don't.
Yeah. They need to call Apple One or Office Team and get another temp up in there. Because
I think if Andy pulls her aside and mentors her, the girl has potential.
She does not want to be mentored. The only mentoring she wants to do is how to put her lips on the damn pole.
It's going to be just like Andy said. Single white female. She's going to show up with the same hair outfit.
Remy.
Be in the bed with Mendici's like.
Like, what if she becomes Chrissy's assistant? She going to come in here with a rat ass
blonde
tail line.
What up, Chrissy?
Hey. I mean, like, hey.
Remy, don't disappoint me. Be a good girl. I don't know if that could get
Yandy
to
Yandy said fatal attraction.
She did. Like, it
that is
crazy.
Really...
Boiler
no,
rabbit
that
next
really
bitch.
Is scary, though, for real. Like, that's not...
That's crazy. You know fatal attraction, Glenn Close picked up his kids at school and took them to the amusement park and was riding a roller coaster with them.
Yeah, but imagine psycho. This bitch really came in with a bump, though. Next week, she got a... She's sitting there, she's like, hey...
What did you say?
Like, is that a bump?
Yeah, like, she's pregnant. She's trying to put Yandy's weight on there.
I went ahead and got pregnant by this dude random just because I'm
so looking like, to you. It's not real. Yes, it is, guys. Stop. I can't. All right. Remy keeps comparing herself to Yandy, and Yandy's just not having it. And then she brings up Yandy's age.
That's where she
got her fucked up.
Yeah, she. There's a line. Now you crossed it.
Mm-hmm. And she brought up her age like, you ain't trying to be just like me. You're trying to be just like me. Right, don't bring up her age because you want to be me.
Like, you're wearing the fucking HSN muumuu too.
If you're aspiring to one day be in the position of another person, you're saying, hey, I'm the younger version of you. Maybe that's what she meant.
No.
Just playing devil's advocate.
I'm sure maybe in some psychotic way that is something that she was trying to get across.
Right.
However, Yandy understands that there probably is something like that. But what are you really trying to be like? You trying to own what? No, you are trying to be a part of the fam. Mm. Hey, bro.
And hey. Take all of that and consider the fact that Mendici's met her on Instagram. So she really could be nuts.
She could be nuts.
She really could be crazy. You think this, like, you met her on Instagram. It's not like that's your cousin or somebody's friend, like, yo, she cool. could really be nuts, like, yo, hire me as you know. Like, she could really
he's
be
scrolling
bananas.
Through it. Like, really, he for your resume, he scrolled through your Instagram page and was reading motivational quotes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, no, she's really deep, guys. Yeah,
give her a chance.
Oh, Lord.
She takes lots of bathroom
I can't defend you, Remy. Sorry.
No, you can't.
Moving the whole on. Instagram thing kills
Amina
you.
Amina meets up with Erica, who is shooting for a video game, which y'all be getting all the tea. Can y'all please tweet us what video game this is with killer mermaids or whatnot? Because
and boobies.
Erica was dressed as this mermaid, and she was doing all these poses. She looked great as the mermaid.
Yeah.
But I thought, I was like, is this a video game, or is she doing something from Mohegan Sun Slot Machine?
Time out. I'm mad that she said, I got a couple of hours.
She said six hours.
Of prosthetics. And they put one thing across her foot. I've been in prosthetics. It took me 3.5 to 4 hours to become an older man, right? It was a glued on to the forehead.
And some pasties.
B.
She takes 6 hours, girl. Stop.
Yo, she be exaggerating her career like I've never seen anybody else do it. You would think.
Well, that makes me feel actually good because she said she slept with over 300 men, so maybe she was exaggerating.
Did she really say that, or did people just say that?
Apparently, she wrote this in.
When it comes to sleeping with people, you exaggerate your numbers downward. So. If she says she slept with over 300 men, trust.
I mean, you know what I mean?
She cracked that 1,000 piece.
Right, you putting that into
she cracked that grand a long time ago.
You know, I'm going to take a sip to that one.
You exaggerate the opposite way when you're a female.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, I've all hurt just thinking about it.
Erica got NBA numbers. Erica in the league out here.
You could leak.
She got the same number as somebody in the league.
You Magic.
No, you're nuts.
Mike.
Magic Mike.
Magic Mike. All of the above.
Erica got them Dwight Howard numbers. You know he keeps.
Erica, shouldn't we talk about Erica Gucci? Nat came flying in. What are we doing?
Well, wait. Now we can add 388. Because she finally had sex with Bow Wow. And he's a man. He treats her the way she needs to be treated. Although, you know, I personally believe that Bow Wow probably be slamming it down to bed. He is, you know, he is a short little man.
He put it down in them sheets.
I wouldn't doubt it.
His little ball, it wasn't really a snood, but it was like his balls. Picture came
up. He had a picture of his balls only?
He was in Entourage or something like that, and I guess he's like fucking this girl and his balls are hanging out. They're very big.
Okay.
Like, they're very large.
Ah, la, la, la,
Stefan, you hear this. His balls are big.
Bow Wow has some big balls.
I'm tripping on how pre them consummating this relationship, he was like, Shad, Bow Wow, a.k.a. Now it's just Bow.
Bow.
Mm. I mean, he put it on her in the
sheets. Bitch, you only gonna call me this one name. She's like, yes, daddy.
Call me Bow. Bow down.
So Amina tells Erica that she's going to meet up with Tara, and they actually go and meet up. So Tara and Amina sit down. And Amina tells Tara all the tea. She said, look, I was with my boyfriend at the time, and I thought Peter with two girls and he just met up with, and they went to the hotel with them. So you just admitted
they went to the hotel with them.
You just admitted that the man you was with. So Amina, you have this is a track record.
You stay you getting be with cheated abusive on. Men. You'd be getting cheated on.
I can't understand that.
She gets cheated on.
And then the craziest part about this.
Yes, please go there.
The craziest part is that you knew Peter.
Yes, please go
before
there.
You fucked him.
Yes.
That he was fucking random bitches.
Yes.
He had six girls. And you. That you are telling
she knew.
Tara. And you knew that Tara was with.
You know.
Peter at the time. So you knew all of this was happening. And you still, years later, end up with this man and now are mad at, like, the only person you can be mad at is yourself.
And you're married to him.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result.
Right. Albert Einstein.
How can you expect Peter Guns to ever have been anything different?
Well, I did see a little change in Peter Guns today. He had new socks on.
Can we call to the carpet these women that Peter was sleeping with, though? Uh-oh. Like, where?
Right, it's like the Bill Cosby like, rape case. Like all these women like, just being popping up.
You really, as a grown up, was like, yeah, I'm trying to get Peter to draws. I would never.
Hey.
But wait, this is before reality TV, so we didn't know.
Right.
His situation. You know, there are bitches out here that, like, he'd be like,
Peter look like he's 62 in the face and got work two jobs and go to school at night.
But he did have a hit.
And bitches are fucked because all he had to say was, I had a hit song in 1992. And bitches still today be like,
and he's standing next to Rich Dollars and this one and whoever.
Rich Dollars.
Whatever. He had a hit. These chicks are thirsty.
I know that you, right. Like, I understand that you have a full cup of water right there and you are
hydrated.
And
standards. You actually have standards.
Your skin is moisturized. Boo, you know what I'm saying? Yes,
skin,
girl, you know what I'm saying? These bitches out here.
Hungry,
Sahara
thirsty.
Desert. I mean, yes. Just, girl, not a can of Sprite, 2 liter of Sprite, bitch, give them a whole case.
Knees all ashy from the kneeling.
Mm.
And it ain't from praying. So, Tara is... I'm just disgusted...
Poor thing.
...by the depths of deception.
All hands.
Poor disgusted man. By the depths of deception.
Really?
I can't even talk about it anymore. Yeah. Like, I just can't. Like, it's like, y'all know this, Tara.
It still hurts, though. Because you think you know everything.
No. It.
You
no,
think you
kind of
know everything, and then people are like, oh, wait. There's more.
So it's like, come on, dude.
No, because honestly, like, I've had this exact situation happen to me before, and once I got over it, it was like...
She's not over it, though.
She's not over it.
I mean, yeah, she got kids with
him. When is she ever going to be over it?
They were together for 10 years. So it takes a long time to get over something like that, because now you feel...
13, right? 13
years. Oh, even worse. You feel you're hurt. You feel betrayed. You wasted your time. Now you got these kids with him. You got to settle the fact you got to see this clown... Forever. It's just... Ugh.
And if she's 30, she was, what, a hot little 20...
Mm-hmm. But she's still cute. She needs somebody who... She needs a dude with kids.
Yep.
Who's going to come in and just shit on Peter Gunn's life, like, babe, let's just move to California.
Boom.
And Peter's like, Amina's in Germany? Tara's in California?
I got to knock down these...
But
she has
to fix herself first, because nobody's going. She's too broken right now.
Yeah.
She needs time. It's still new. It's only been what, a year since she found all this nonsense out. She needs time. It takes a long time.
Poor thing. So Tara meets up with Peter, and he's mad at. Of course, he's mad at Amina for spilling everything to Tara. Did you fuck those bitches while we were together? Yes.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Right. Yeah, and then he has the nerve. Hell no. That's disgusting.
Peter.
No, what's disgusting is you going on a trip with your ex-baby mama and calling your wife and tell as she's about to deliver and tell her that you are doing a business trip. That's disgusting. Mm-hmm. On national television to where we all can watch it. That's disgusting.
And rewind it and record it. Sure? And just play
and then talk about it on the after show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell no.
It's so fake with it. Peter, just knock it off. Like, come on, Peter, knock it off.
If you've
buddy.
Known him for 13 years, you basically, like, you know when somebody's lying.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not going to believe Tara to the extent where she didn't think that Peter was cheating like that. Women know. You might not know the details, and you might not know for a fact, but you know when your dude is grimy and he's doing something.
Peter's got two moves. You ready? Move number one. Hell no. Move number two. I am that. I did do that. I'm disgusting. I'm the worst. And girls go, either you buy the hell no. If you bought the hell no, I'm good.
But see,
if you don't buy the hell no, I am disgusting. And I need you to buy that.
But he did do that. He did the exact thing. He said, hell no, that's disgusting. You know what? I fucked up. I'm a grimy motherfucker.
That's his two moves.
Like, come on.
He was like, damn, she ain't go for the hell no. Okay,
I'm a grimy motherfucker. I'm trying to do right with my family, but Amina's fucking it up. Now you're throwing blame.
Mm-hmm.
Amina ain't fucking it up. You were fucking it up when you was fucking them fucking two Instagram thoughts in the fucking damn Hacienda Heights. Like, you know what I mean?
But he will never take responsibility for that. It's either hell no or I'm grimy. So which one do you want to take?
And whenever Peter does either one of those... And if you're dating someone just like Peter and they hit you with either one, say, okay, cool. Get up and walk away and stop answering the phone. Because the silence is the deadliest weapon. It will kill people every time. Oh, cool, Peter. Thanks for letting me know. And she should have went upstairs with her sandwich and let himself out.
That sandwich was good. That lettuce looked real crispy.
Crispy, right? It's romaine. She should have just went upstairs. With her sandwich and let himself out, and that was it. Don't talk to him anymore.
And been like,
I agree with all that.
The socks here. Because those are.
It was his socks? The kid's socks?
No, I'm just kidding.
People like Peter can't handle stuff like that.
No, don't let him let himself out. You got to walk him all the way to. He'll slide into the bed.
Yeah, he'll start watching Maury on the
couch. You lock the door. You're still here, and then.
Like little cats and dogs, they get in your yard that ain't for. You just got to see him all the way to the street. Go on somewhere, cat.
All right, let's talk about the final one. Rich Dallas, Johnny, and Precious Paris.
PP, Johnny Blaze.
So last week, Johnny Blaze put them paws on Precious P. And so Precious and Rich are talking. She says, you complain I work with other people, but you're out here not working with me. I feel you, girl.
Mm-hmm.
I feel you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A little over dramatic. I feel Rich being like, that was a little over dramatic coming up in there. But at the same time, Rich, you're doing this to yourself.
Yeah, and Rich don't care. Yeah. We know Rich doesn't care, guys.
Maybe I'm confused as to how it should work. So she's an artist under Rich. She's saying, I had to track you down at the studio. I called you, I texted you. You didn't respond to any of that. But, I mean, if you're being managed, shouldn't your manager be busy sometimes? Like, he can't answer all of your calls.
Yeah, but every artist does this, honestly. Like, we talked about it over at Black Hole with that. Every artist does this. They get signed, and a lot of friends that I'm with, when they get signed to somebody or they get a manager, they're just like, yo, like, they don't come in the studio like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This. Like, you're talented. Your music's great. However, there's a marketing part to this.
Yeah.
Your shit may not be hot right now. And we look at lots of artists like this, Teyana Taylor, bigger artists, you know what I mean, where it's not their time to come out with music. Even go down to Iggy Azalea. She'd been out for a while, but it wasn't her time.
Right.
They had to wait for when the market was right and pop it out. So Precious P, you probably got too crunk over with G-U not. And they was like, bye, Felicia.
Yeah.
But I mean, honestly, like, the fact that seem like unstable artists or people. Like, I feel like on, you know,
like they
the
come
resume, it has to say, like, red flag.
Yeah. Because they come with a reputation already. It's like, you ain't did nothing, you got a reputation. A bad one at that.
Well, does Precious have a bad reputation? Or just Johnny, though?
I mean,
if G-Unit dropped her.
Well, G-Unit don't have nobody.
And they dropped her.
Right.
They dropped everybody. That was like when Rockefeller was unloading after Dame Dash signed everybody under the sun.
They could have worked with her because she has some... I mean, she had a cool little flow. I mean, some of the stuff she was saying, I was like...
G-Unit ain't working with nobody.
Yeah.
Is G-Unit even...
Yeah, because they back... G-Unit is back as a group.
Yeah, I seen them on a Snoop thing. Back. Yeah. Okay. High as hell on Snoop's talk show. All right, moving on from that. Rich talks to Johnny. He yells at her for her actions. She starts crying because she loves really hard, and she thinks that Precious has a fat ass, and she wants to fuck her. Like, whoa!
So confused.
What?
That was really... It's sometimes we just need therapy, guys. It's okay. Sometimes we're hurt, and we don't know why we do the things that we do. But you could talk to somebody about it.
But that's like so left field.
It's not really.
It's not?
I mean, honestly, like, I don't know where I was raised. I feel like I was raised in heaven or something by Jesus or Almighty. Because I just be, like, out here, like, really, like, people just be... I mean, I don't even know. They're boxes, no boxes. You know what I mean? Like, people just be out here. They really don't care.
Yeah.
They really don't care. They be out here fucking who, what, when, where, why.
And
really?
Rich, it's girl. Funny because Rich, girl. Like,
I'll be in my apartment watching TV.
And that's where I need to stay. Me that's too. Why I do not go out because I go
over,
out.
Hang out, I be having wine.
I go out, people be like, oh, we're going to go to a party. I'm like, all right, party. What?
Yeah.
Every time. I'm like, who am I hanging out with? Mm-hmm. Done. Moving on.
Yeah.
So then Rich goes and he says to Johnny, Johnny says, I was happy that she realized that she needed to apologize and whatnot. Sure. So Rich sets this thing up to where they can get free wardrobe. And he gets Precious all dressed up with her little bitch outfit. And then Johnny shows up. And she now, from the previews, I thought Johnny wasn't being sincere in her apology. But in watching it, yeah. I was like, okay, she gets what she did was wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
And Precious...
didn't care about none of that.
Wanted her screen time.
Well, and then if you...
Well, I think she just wanted her shot back. You know how you got... She got stolen. She wanted her shot back.
She did.
She was like, Doug, I ain't just going to let you fade me, and then I don't...
On TV.
But now you look like... Fade you real quick? She looked crazy. Like, you saw the way she punched. She was like...
Yeah. That little rabbit. It was... She didn't even get no good hook in. It was like... Well,
it was crazy.
It was crazy.
Now, what's crazy is she gonna get her ass beat.
And then she still got dragged out.
Because Orange is the New Black. Oh.
Tasty about to give her the beat.
And she about to get her ass beat.
Mm-hmm. On that note, let's head to predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So, yeah, Johnny ain't playing. She wants to fuck Precious up.
And then sleep with her.
And I really believe that it would go down exactly like that.
That's so confusing.
Like, she would whoop her ass into submission, then eat her coochie.
That's so confusing.
It's almost guaranteed, though, they're going to fight again on some apology type tip.
Oh, no, they're going to fight.
Yeah.
I don't know what's crazier. The fact that... I don't know what's crazier. Johnny? Or the fact that I'm low-key into Johnny?
I think the fact that you're into Johnny is a little crazy.
It is. I don't know what it is about her. I fuck with her crazy, though. Like, I want to see what would happen with her and Erica Mena in this situation.
Oh, Lord.
Mena.
They haven't paired them up, though.
Like, if this was Def Jam Vendetta, Love and Hip Hop version.
Jeffrey, don't give it away.
That's weird that they haven't paired those two up.
I would be Johnny Blaze all the time. That would be my character.
Yeah, because
she'd just be sitting here like, yeah, I know.
But then start crying right after. What are you doing?
You're crying? I was wrong. I apologize.
And she's eating her face. We get Bow Wow.
Where's your mind right
now? My mind goes like... Bow Wow's engaged to Erica Mena.
Yes.
Okay. And as they're getting engaged, Pete is talking about, if you go to Germany with that baby, sign the papers before you leave.
Girl, go. Sign it. Let's go. This is your chance. This is your chance.
He just said he ain't coming after you.
He's not coming after you. Just do it.
Is that
sign
a threat?
It.
That's not even a threat.
Like, that's not a threat.
Like,
that's
Peter, like, said it like it was going to stay.
Yeah.
But for, I mean, it probably does. Right. But anybody else would be like, yo, let's draft this up right now.
You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact,
yo,
I already,
Chinks, where's the
I
napkins?
Thought you might say that.
She might have said
some old craziness like that. On line 3 and page 4. Make sure you 4 and 5.
Like, I highlighted where you're supposed to sign. Just do it. Girl, this your chance.
And make sure your signature matches your bank signature.
This is your chance. He don't got no bank account. Peter still get his checks cashed at the check cashing place. He ain't got no damn bank account.
Yeah, honestly.
Peter look like he goes to the check cashing spot.
Lucy's. The laundromat, check cashing, and Starbucks. Lucy's. Peter, if you live in L.A., you know what I'm talking
Peter
about.
Don't this, got that no bank account.
There ain't no Starbucks. That's Yum Yums.
Yum Yums.
Donuts.
And Starbucks don't put themselves in that.
The coffee shop where you can get a tuna sandwich.
That's Winchell's.
That is Winchell's.
Yo,
y'all live in LA.
I know we're about to wrap
donut.
Up.
There are donuts everywhere out here.
Yeah,
guys.
But the other thing about y'all donut places is, like, the donuts be good, but then some of the other stuff, like the tuna.
That.
And it's like they haven't changed them from the 80s. They just be walking in and be smelling like chlorine and donuts and urine. You're like,
why are you making this?
But the donut tastes bomb.
But you can get your check cash, though.
Oh, I feel like Lisa Gibbons just won Celebrity Apprentice.
Nice.
I don't know if that's true or not. But thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Hit that subscribe button below. And then what I need y'all to do is tweet this video out. Tell all your friends, all your family, hashtag LHHNY. Tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
Me at Canelia.
Me at I Am More Fire. Holla.
Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.